Hi, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I am truly coming to you from the campfire today. Just last night, I sat around the campfire, and actually, I had a little solo time, and right now, I'm doing a bit of contemplating about the outdoors, and I thought I might share a few thoughts with you today. It might make you reflect a little bit, too. Granted, reflecting and looking back on pleasant outings is a lot easier to do if you're around a campfire. And right now, I'm only 100 yards from my home, but I have a little cabin back here in the back where I do a lot of my writing. And in front of this little cabin, I have a fire pit and actually a grill that I cook a lot of my Dutch kettle stuff and grill, you know, meats right there on the over the campfire. And I have a little circular raised elevated thing that I put my wok in to cook fajitas on out here, and just kind of an outdoor cooking place. But it's amazing, you don't have to really be in the wilderness to get that wilderness feel. I'm in the trees, in the woods. Of course my house is right over there, but I was just thinking, you know, about sharing with all of you what hunting is really all about. You can reflect a lot when you're kind of by yourself looking at the campfire coals. But, you know, in retrospect of more than 50 years of hunting, I can truly say that the times that I've spent in pursuit of game animals, deer, pheasant, hogs, ducks, quail, you name it, the times that I didn't succeed in filling my limit, or, you know, bagging that big buck or catching a limit of crappie or whatever, that's not what I remember. And not even the times that I did succeed in maybe shooting the biggest whitetail or elk of my career. Granted, I still remember those and I treasure those memories, but what I really remember is the people, the family and friends, good friends that I had time to spend with in the outdoors. And that's what I want you to think about. You know, being out there and it's exciting to hunt and fish if you have what my old uncle used to call sporting blood. I really do think a lot of people they're geared up like hunting dogs, maybe, if you think about it. Some people love to hunt. It's kind of born into them. Others, I've known grown men up in their 20s and 30s that I exposed to hunting, and they took to it right away. They had just never been exposed. But by and large, it's the great times that you share around the campfire that you remember more than anything else. And in today's world, you know, I don't want to sound like a philosopher, but I guess I'm getting a little deep around the campfire here with you. Today's world, we really need this, maybe more than ever. There was a time when I was a kid when I went out hunting, or my dad or whatever, you know, you were after meat. I mean, it was a part of our staple diet up in Red River County, game. You know, if you shot a limit of mallards, well, that was supper. You know, if you lucky enough to get a wild hog, that was pork for the freezer. But today, you know, most of us do not have to worry about that, about actually putting meat on the table. But it's still a big part of what I do. You know, one of my favorite outdoor writers that I've read all kind of the old Buckingham, Nash Buckingham, all the old writers, Corey Ford was my favorite. You might remember, if you've got a little age on you, Corey Ford used to write about the Lower 40 Hunting Club in Field and Stream magazine back, I think that was up until maybe the 60s or maybe early 70s. But he was always talking about in his writing that the lower 40, it really didn't matter if they got enough rabbits for a rabbit stew or if they got a buck for chicken fried deer steaks. It was a fact that the lower 40 could be together out in the woods. And I think that is, you know, maybe writings like that is thing kind of helped form my opinion of the outdoors, about how important the outdoors is. Now, one thing I do know for sure, if we don't preserve this, or those of us that do love the outdoors, if we don't pass it along to the generation right now, what I know and what I'm talking to you about today could be lost with the next generation. It's very, very possible. Well, folks, we are out of time for this week's High Plains Outdoors. I really appreciate you coming to my campfire, and I feel like you're right here with me as we've talked. But maybe I've given you some things to think about. I know it's been a fun time sitting out here looking at these campfire coals and reflecting on old hunts and planning new ones. But have a good week in the outdoors. Make sure next week and tune in at the same time. We're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.